Give me one moment. One moment.
Hello, Darren. How you doing today?
Hey, Mario. How's it going?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point, Darren. I hope you're okay with that.
Yes, Matt. Yes, sir.
I like to be pretty mindful and respectful of people's time. So, G&G Property Services, brother, do you mind me asking what you specialize in?
Yes, we operate on household appliances, all household appliances, dishwashers, dryers, washers, refrigerators, microwaves, and range ovens.
So are you fixing these? Are you repairing them? Are you installing them? What exactly are you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. We are repairing, we make repairs, and also we offer replacements for appliances as well. So we sell appliances along with repairs.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I want to ask a question, Darren, just to be pretty straightforward with you. Are you in a position now where you're able to handle more business if it comes from the Google platform? I mean, can you take on more customers?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's actually what I wanted to hear. Okay. And then right now, Darren, how are you guys capturing your business? What are you guys doing to get customers?
Yes, I'm currently working with warranty companies, and I've just recently signed a year contract with Angie's List. So I'm getting leads from Angie's List and on top of warranty companies in my area.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's pretty good. And how would you say, you just signed up with Angie's. I mean, you said you're already getting some leads. Okay, so that's pretty good.
I just signed up this week, but I'm not okay with their performance so far. They've been sending me leads for handyman work and lawnmowers. So I'm turning down those leads, and these are actually leads that I'm paying for. So I'm not really satisfied with the service.
Yeah, and that's one thing that, you know, third-party companies like Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtag, they specialize in selling leads. So a lot of the times these leads don't turn over into work. And then, like you said, some of them are just bogus leads that have nothing to do with your services. But yet, because they send that lead over to you, you're still responsible to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. So Google services, Darren, operate completely on a different level. What puts Google way above the competition, like third parties like Angie's or Home Advisor, is this fact. The way that we operate is we would grab G&G Property Services and place it on the first page of Google as one of those top recommended results. When anyone goes on Google and they're looking for either a replacement, a repair of their dryer, washer, refrigerator, G&G is going to pop up as one of those top recommended results. Okay.
Right.
So we would place G&G right alongside of like Mr. Appliance, Fusion, Richmond, Fix and Care, Dillon and Sons. Not sure if you heard of any of those guys before, but they do the same work you do, brother. The only difference that keeps these guys quite occupied is that they are first results on Google, right? So people are calling them, and not because they're doing a better job than you, Darren, just because they come up as first options.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's where we would be placing Darren G&G, right alongside of your competitors on that first page. And
wonderful.
The reality is that when you're on that first page of Google, brother, the cake is big enough to go around. Everyone gets a piece of that pie, you know,
right,
because there's just so many people navigating the site. Now, since you've had G&G, have you built a site for the business or not yet, Darren?
Yes.
You have a website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the name of your website?
GANDG PropertyServices.com.
Okay. Let me see if I find it out here. Give me 1 second. I want to take a look at it. Okay. I see that you also have a Facebook listing, huh? I just pulled that up here.
Really? No, I don't. The company does not have a Facebook.
Well, I see GG Property. Oh, okay. This is going to be someone else. GG Property.
Yes.
Services Property Management. Yeah, that's not you. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, the website that you have, Darren, is that yours? Do you own the domain, or does that belong to someone else?
I own the domain.
Okay. Perfect. As long as you own the domain, Darren, we can also put that website on the first page of Google. Okay? Because it defeats the purpose to have a website if it's not being looked at by clients, right? If it's not creating traffic, then it really serves no purpose. The website is to generate traffic.
Correct.
Okay? So what we would do is also put that website on the first page of Google as well. Okay? Now, you haven't created a Facebook page. Are you on any type of social media, Darren?
Instagram.
And IG. Okay. The reason that I'm asking this question is that Google has a partnership with Meta. I'm sure you know Meta is who runs Instagram and Facebook. What we would also do is that we will build a web, a platform on Facebook for GNG, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay. Not sure if you had your Facebook page and you just, you know, you were on there looking at your friends or the news or whatever the case is, and then suddenly you get ads that pop up for either gardeners or electricians or plumbers. Yeah. So it would be the same concept, Darren. Ads will pop up for G&G. Okay? It's an amazing thing that Google refers to as retargeting. You know, anyone that goes on Google and is looking for any appliance repair or appliance fixture or new appliances or so forth, if they didn't call you then, that same person is going to have your ad pop up on their Facebook feed. Okay? And that's pretty amazing. Yeah, it works wonderfully. People are capturing quite a bit of work from the platform on Facebook. Included with the service that we offer, Darren, we would also list you on Apple. Apple is a partner to Google, so we would list you on the platform for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches. You would also be listed through Apple. And then the last platform that we work with is AI. Right, everyone is now using the artificial intelligence, so we also implement that. Okay, now outside of Richmond, how far are you willing to travel?
Within 40 to 45 miles.
Okay, so you want to stay about an hour or so?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. Perfect. And then, are you working solo right now, Darren? Do you have help? How are you operating? You're solo.
Yes, I'm solo. I'm looking to, I would start by maybe having some subcontractors in hand, because that's how I started off.
Okay.
So, I'm looking maybe to remain solo for a period of time, and once I experience some growth, I can start subcontracting out.
Okay. So here's the question I have, and it's also a concern, right? This is the first page of Google. We know what it does to be on that first page. It definitely keeps our clients quite a bit busy. Handling more work wouldn't be an issue for you?
No.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Excellent. Now, on the Google platform that we create for you, Darren, it's going to say a schedule that you're open and available to take calls in the days that you're willing to work. What days and what times would you like it to say on Google that G&G is open for business?
Yes, Monday through Saturday, between 8 a.m. To 8 p.m.
Okay, I have Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. Okay, are you doing emergency calls by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. 1 second. Let me add that on here. Okay. Emergency calls. Yes. Okay. And now let's discuss the pricing with the company. The pricing for the service that we offer, Darren, it's a flat rate a month. There's no contract attached to this. It's $299 per month. And here's the difference from, you know, Angie's List or Home Advisor that you currently have. You're not going to be calling the customers here. The customers are going to be calling you. Okay?
Right.
So there's no more.
One, but it's named...
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't hear you.
No. My Bluetooth just kicked in. The last thing that I heard was the pricing.
Yes, okay. The pricing for the service is $299 per month with no contract. There's no limited amount of calls, and you're not paying per lead here. So it does not matter how many customers you get or how many calls you get. As long as you pay that $299 per month, we continue to have you on that first page. Okay? And the difference here and why Google is so successful is that you're not going to be chasing down people. People are going to be calling you. So you're not going to be sharing the leads with no one. The people that call you directly are going to be customers of yours, okay? And then you don't have to be chasing down your customers. And the reason I say that is that when you get a lead from Angie's or Home Advisor, that same lead they give you, they give to about 5 or 6 other people that do the same work you do. Okay, so that's one of the big differences. Now the customers are going to be reaching out to you. What makes it a big difference, Darren, is that when someone is calling you, it's somebody that's ready to hire your business. You see what I'm saying? When somebody goes on Google to look for a service, it's already someone that's decided that they need a repair for their appliance. Does that make sense?
Sir, yes, sir. Sorry about that. Yes, sir. That makes perfect sense.
No, it's okay. I said, maybe it's too good to be true. He hung up.
No,
it's all good, brother. You know, again, as long as you're able to handle the work, man, we're willing to work with you. I mean, that's what we're looking for, find someone that is able to take on the work. So as long as you're able to satisfy, that's what we're looking for. So it's $299 a month on the flat rate. You did say you want Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then you're willing to travel about an hour outside of Richmond. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. Okay. Are you open for commercial work, Darren, or you want to stick to residential for now?
Yeah, I am open to commercial work, but as for right now, yeah, I'll stick to residential.
Okay, we can change that any time on the Google platform, brother, to advise that you're open for commercial. So keep that in mind. And also, I also want you to keep something in mind that a lot of the times, and I'm only telling you this because I work with many people that, you know, do the work you do. A lot of the times there's a little bit of more money in the commercial side.
Right. And so what I've heard, and I've actually at the parts store that I go to purchase parts, I met a commercial guy, and I'm looking to you know, learn and get involved deeper into commercial work.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Remember, I can change that at any time for you on the Google platform whenever you're ready to jump on commercial work. Obviously, you know, if it's going really well for you, which I think you're going to be pretty happy with the results on Google, once you see the results and it's going pretty good, at that point, maybe you can consider hiring help. You know, because if you get into the commercial work, just in my experience, it usually does require, you know, maybe 2 or 3 guys, you know, on some of the commercial projects. Okay, perfect. Bear with me one quick second. Now, Do you take any pictures of any of the work that you've done by any chance there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The reason I'm asking that question is that with those pictures, we can put them on the website. You know, I mean, a lot of the customers, you know, that hire the business, they want to see a website. So we would build a website on the website that you have, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know, and we can put those pictures as well on the Google platform on the, it's called your GBP, your Google Business Profile. So we can also do that as well. Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. Now, I do have to create a password for the account, Darren. This is just in case you call us or we ever call you. We have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone, because you'll be the only one that has the access to make any changes on the Google platform. So there's three security questions. You can choose one of them. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Yes, my pet's name is Jigga. J-I-G-G-A, the city that I was born in.
Oh, no, that's fine. Just, you only need one, brother. So I just went with Jigga. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Bear with me one second. And then, Darren, what's your last name, brother?
Green, like the color.
Okay. And then what's a good email address where I can send you all the confirmations?
It's going to be homeowners maintenance. request@gmail.com.
Sophomore.
Okay. All right, bear with me here. You said maintenance, right?
Yes, homeowners maintenance.
Maintenance. Okay, here it is. Okay, there it is. Perfect. It just popped up. Homeowners maintenance request at Gmail. Now, the 804 number, Darren, 252-3789, is that a good number where the customers can contact you when they need your service, or do you have a separate number?
Yes, this is the best number for them to contact me if they need my services.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And then, Darren, your first name is D-A-R-R-E-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, what address do you have the business registered to, Darren? I mean, don't worry. We will never put this on Google. It's just in case we send correspondence.
Yes, it is 1020
mm-hmm.
Boulders Spring Drive, North Chesterfield, Virginia, 23225.
Okay. You said 1020 Boulder Spring Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see why it's not popping up for me. Boulder.
Boulders. Boulder. Space. Springs. With an S on the end. Drive.
Okay, here it is. 1020 Boulder Springs Drive, Richmond, Virginia, 23225. Perfect. Just popped up for me. Okay. And Darren, I apologize if I'm asking this question again. The system is prompting me to verify with you again. I don't mean to sound repetitive, brother, so I do apologize. You did advise that you are able to handle more business right now, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
That.
No, you're good, Darren. Sorry about that as well on my end. Okay. Bear with me one second. Now, tomorrow, Darren, you'll get a courtesy call from one of our IT guys. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. They're part of our operations crew. These are the guys that do all the back-end work, the guys that put you on the first page of Google, that are going to create the Facebook page, that are going to run the ads on Facebook. They're our brains to the company. That's what I like to call them. They do all the back-end work. They create all the content. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 to 40 minutes to spare, Darren?
Yes, tomorrow. Let's do around this time, noon time.
Noon? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. No worries. Okay, perfect. All right. Let me just lock that in. Noon tomorrow. Just make sure you pick up your phone tomorrow at noon, so we can get the ball rolling. Okay. All right. And then make sure you let me know when you want to open up and start taking commercial calls, okay? Because we can, you know, we're just a click of a button to do that for you. Okay, and that's going to fall under that $299. It does not change the price, okay?
That sounds wonderful. I really wish that I got this call sooner because I just signed with Angie's List, and they're charging me more than you all, with less of the, you know, perks and benefits. And also the leads are not the right leads. You know, they're for services that I don't provide. So, I'm locked in a contract. So it was almost predatory, you know, but you know, I hold accountability for, you know, all actions.
And here's the thing, Darren. Once you try the services side by side and you see how Google works, I promise you're going to want to stick with our service. And then I can also provide you some inside tips on how you're able to move forward and attempt to get that canceled with them, because there is a way. You know, they want to tell you there isn't, but there is a way, you know, that you can navigate on stopping those services. I'm sorry.
No, I'm certainly I'm interested, and I'm looking to move forward with that. No worries.
The only thing that we would need, I mean, the company does allow two separate ways, Darren, for us to get the ball rolling, for you to satisfy that $299. Again, keep in mind this is a month to month. There's no contract. You can take care of it with the company card if you have one, Darren. Or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
Yes, I have a company card.
Okay.
And you know, I would need to, you know, I'm not going to make any rash decisions. I do like the service that you're sharing with me.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like I will move forward. But I'm going to first, you know, I just started the services with Angie List. I'm going to let them know that, hey, like, these leads aren't the right leads. And if it doesn't change, then yeah, I'm going to have to cancel. And then, I'll go ahead and move forward with, services with you guys.
Okay. Well, I mean, what's really keeping you then? I mean, today from jumping on board and getting those calls from clients that are actually going to be for appliances?
Yeah. Well, you know, just the decision. I won't be able to make a decision right then and there, a rash decision, you know, off the first phone call without me going back to my drawing board and doing my numbers. That's what I did with Angie's List. You know, I knew about them. They've been in business for 30 years. I felt like, you know, I've had other techs that has worked with them. So I was, you know, comfortable. I didn't make a decision right away, but, within a week or so, I hopped on board with them. And, you know, now I'm unsatisfied with the results that I'm getting. And even though, you know, I haven't called yet and said, hey, like, these are the wrong leads. You're telling me also too, I didn't know this. I didn't know that they give my same lead out to other techs. So.
Yeah, correct.
You know, that makes sense because, you know, I've been calling the techs back, the leads back. And, you know, as soon as I get them, and sometimes they don't answer, sometimes they don't, you know, they don't call me back. I leave messages. So yeah, you know, I'm wondering why I'm not getting any calls back from these leads. I've only set up one appointment and I've had the service for only, about 6 days, you know, so.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, you know what? I send you a text message with my information. If we do have that position still open on the first page, I'll be more than happy to give it to you. You know, I don't know how long that'll stay open, but all right, brother. My apologies. I thought you were ready to move forward with Google services. I was under the wrong impression, but when you are, man, feel free to give me a call back.
Yes, sir. I will. Your name?
Mario. I texted it over to
Mario.
You.
Mario. All right. Well, thank you, Mario. I appreciate, everything. And yeah, I'll
no worries.
Give you a call back fairly soon.
Okay. Sounds good, Darren. Have a good one, brother.
You too.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.